Oh, those were the great old days. When Queen Elizabeth was crowned with that beautiful heavy crown, oh, the armies marched and the beefeater guards and their brilliant red were around her, and oh, people were singing songs. Their great jubilee, they filled concert halls. Oh, those were the grand old days when the Pope was carried in on a chair with a big crown on his head and all kind of people bowing to his gold robe. Oh, those were the good old days of the kingdom of God. The good old days. Power. That's when there was real power. That's when there was a real church. Oh, those grand old days. The Lutherans sang, "A mighty fortress is our God," and we said, "No, we had our own songs, Latin, better." And I would talk to you like this, with my back to you. Oh, those were the good days. The days of the kingdom of God. The feast of Christ the King. Rather antiquated kind of thing today. But the readings speak about the kingdom of God, and they say none of those things. So based on the word of God today, we speak about the seduction of power in the kingdom of God, reconciliation and the kingdom of God, and the evolution of love and the kingdom of God. The seduction of power. Now, back in 1961, when I was in high school, we sang a song from a Broadway musical called Carnival. And the song was, "Love makes the world go round, love makes the world go round." You kids, I'm boring you because you don't even know that song. It's not hip hop. You think love makes the world go round? Try money. Try Wall Street. Try military might. Try huge corporate profits. Oh, if you want to see the world go round, try that. You see. Try clerical power that can hide terrible things going on. When we talk about the kingdom of God, sometimes we are tempted to equate it with worldly power, with might, with top down, with bravado. But none of those things are spoken of today in the Word of God when we talk about the feast of Christ the King. You see, on the back of the money, it says, "In God we trust." I don't know if that's true. I think we like to rely on a lot of other forms of power than on the power of God. So, what does it mean to live in the kingdom of God? Well, let's take a look at the readings today. I believe one of the strong messages of the readings today is reconciliation. A sure sign that the kingdom of God is being established in the world is bringing people together. Forgiveness. Reconciling. Bringing disparate groups back together to form one human family. And in the first reading today, from the second book of Samuel, we hear about, it's a strange story to a lot of us because it's kind of taken out of context, but we have this guy, his name's King David, and at the time of King David, there were two groups in Israel, the north and the south. And the north and the south were warring against another. Could you ever imagine a country where the north would war against the south? Imagine that. I know it would never happen here. But the fact is, there was, the north and the south. And these two groups, both Jews, they didn't like each other. Imagine that. And the fact is, almost like Democrats and Republicans. I don't want to go there today. But the fact of the matter is, they didn't like each other. And there was this very powerful leader, King David, who, in today's reading, brings the two together. They both said, we both like you. We want you to be our ruler, and we want you to bring us together. And the power of this great ruler was that David was a shepherd king. He came up from the sheep, and the sheep were pretty smelly. Like Francis tells us, today, as Christians, we're supposed to go out among the smelly people in the world, the people no one likes, the marginal people. That's where we minister. And David came from below, and he had this unique ability to bring people together. That's the mark of a leader in the kingdom of God. In another great story today, based on the gospel, we see Jesus taking a terrible criminal on a cross next to him. And guess what? The first person going into the kingdom isn't one of the apostles. It's this terrible thief who did something deplorable. We don't know what it was. And this thief, who everyone rejected and suffered the worst kind of death, Jesus says to this person, you are going to come with me today into paradise. You got, in a sense, canonized right there on the cross. And so what Jesus does is take an outsider, brings him right in. So a mark of the kingdom of God is when we reconcile and bring people together. Dividing people, teaching people to hate others, feeding them poisonous messages of hate that come across hate radio and other forms of social media, those are not marks of the kingdom of God. And I don't care if the people giving that message say they're Christian, they're not Christian if they're teaching us to hate other people. There's nowhere in the scriptures where you're going to find a basis for that in the teaching and ministry of Jesus. In fact, what Jesus says, not necessarily in today's reading, but in other parts of the gospel, here's how you tell if you are bringing about the reign of God. Do you feed the hungry? Do you give drink to the thirsty? Clothe the naked? Visit those in prison and hospitals? Do you do those things? Are you merciful? Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. Those are the marks of the reign and kingdom of God. People that do that are bringing about the reign of God. The second reading today from the letter of Paul to the Colossians speaks about the evolution of love. That the God spark that kind of kicked all this off, you can call it the Big Bang if you're a scientist, but the God spark began this process of the evolution of the universe to see that God is present in everything. And as we grow through our lives, we should hopefully appreciate that God's present in creation. So we should treat the earth with respect. That God is present in each person, even those we don't like. That we should move together as a human family toward universal love. You see, it's not about countries and constitutions. It's not about religious denominations and dogmas. It's about moving together toward universal love and acceptance. That is the sign of the reign of God. And when we hear stories about kingdoms being established, usually it's done with violence. For example, a couple of movies, remember The Lord of the Rings? those three films. And of course, there was always killing people, smashing people. Same with Harry Potter, you know, the battle of good and evil with all those magical kind of things. And of course, we have The Last Jedi coming out. But that way, a lot of bloodshed in that one. Dramatic, huh? But that's not how the kingdom of God is established. I saw a movie prior about the kingdom of God. And it was starred Tom Hanks. And it was called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Now, I've told you before, when I was a student at Boston College, I used to take a week off in Nantucket with some friends, and I met Mr. Rogers. And I was teaching a class in Canton called Values and Media. And he and I struck up a conversation several summers. And he sent me, one Christmas, he sent me a nice little trolley car. Wish me a Merry Christmas. At any rate, I went to see that movie, and it had no violence in it. There was no hate. There was no killing. See, Mr. Rogers had a profound influence on lots of people. He touched people's lives with love. He was a true kingdom person. I won't ruin the movie for you, but it really highlights how one person can affect the growth of love in so many. He took people of different races. He took people with different disabilities. Every single person was extremely valuable, and he really helped to see the God spark in everybody. And that's what we're challenged to do. That's how we bring about the reign of God. You see, not by hating others, not by stereotyping others, not by building walls, but by seeing the love in every single person. And it was difficult for me to watch because, I will tell you this part, you know, when he went to a studio, he'd go to that closet and he'd put on that sweater and those sneakers. And when I visited him at his home in Nantucket over several summers, he would do just that. He'd say, come on in. And he'd go to this closet and put on a sweater and put on those sneakers. It's very hard to watch. That trolley car, I don't have it because I think I told you this once before. I had a student in high school in Canton who was a challenging behavioral problem. That's the kindest thing I can say. And when I put that trolley card on my bulletin board in my classroom, and he came in one day and he just, he said, this is for Mr. Rogers. And he really wanted that card. And I told him, Christopher, you behave the rest of the year as a senior. I'll give it to you on graduation day. That kid stopped misbehaving the whole year for 6 months just because of Mr. Rogers. And on his graduation day, of course, I hated to part with it, I'll have to tell you. But that kid treasured that more than his diploma. He's a successful attorney in Akron. And you see, that's the power, one by one, person by person. That's how we spread the reign of God. It's always by our actions to affirm love. So as trivial as that little song was back in 1961, love makes the world go round, maybe that really is true. Maybe that's the key to how we build the kingdom of God.